Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Glade Bilby, president of the French Quarter Citizens and co-chair of SOS Save Our Soul Coalition, Armstrong Park, 20 years after Katrina. And Glade, I understand they are breaking ground for the renovations to the municipal auditorium tomorrow morning. I guess for many of us, we thought this day would never come. Your thoughts?
Actually, we're a day early. They're going to do it today at 1:30.
Uh-oh.
It got changed. Yeah, it got changed. It got changed yesterday afternoon. So we're beating the clock here at 20 years.
So I stand corrected then. 19 years and 360, what, 2 days.
62 days, right. Right. Yeah, it's not so much of a groundbreaking because this is the initial contract is to fix the roof and put the roof back on because the roof has been in disrepair 20 years so and getting worse. So that's the part of it. And then it's two other parts after that, Newell. It's to do insulation in the windows, the exterior envelope, and a remediation of the inside. So you can imagine what the inside of the building is like. So.
No, I can't. That's what is it like?
No. Well, I haven't been in it. I don't think anybody wants to go into it. But of course, you've had water. And the last we knew is during the Landrieu administration, they had pallets of water and MREs inside of there. So who knows really what's in there at this point. But it certainly needs mold and some kind of climatization. And that's the effort of all of this, is the roof, windows, insulation, put some sort of HVAC system in there that'll make it stop getting worse.
Do we know, Glade, what the final intentions are there?
We do, in a broad scope. Years ago, and this process with Save Our Soul Coalition started June of 2021, if you can imagine that. We've been at this almost 4 years. And we did a tremendous outreach with the community to see what people in the neighborhood wanted. We had over 600 people respond to surveys. We had public forums. And they want something that will reflect the community, that will be studios, stages for performance, some sort of way to showcase what Treme and New Orleans, the historic core of New Orleans, means to the city in terms of all the things that people come here to see. Voodoo. Everybody wanted to hear about voodoo, slavery, Mardi Gras Indians. Of course, the birthplace of jazz, where the food came from, the history, the craftsmanship that was born in Treme. And the other thing that we would love this to do is provide economic opportunity for the neighborhood.
And will this continue to be under the government construct of the city as one of their assets, or how is that going to play out?
Well, it's owned by the city right now, the city of New Orleans. That whole complex from Mahalia Jackson, Louis Armstrong Park, and the municipal auditorium is owned by the city. So that's the controlling entity, if you will. The good thing about this is we've been able to put a coalition together to let the neighborhood and the community have some say. If there's anything, Newell, that came out of this, it showed that the people who really have love for the neighborhood and the community rose up, said what they needed to say, worked this process through the city council, through all the proper channels, actually through the state government. And it's going to reflect what the community wants to do, which I think will ultimately be good for the city itself.
Yeah, so that's encouraging. Do we have any idea this remediation? Is there a timeline? Is there some sense as how long before Glade Bilby will walk into the municipal auditorium?
Considering it's been 20 years, it's going to be slow. But I think that they're planning on the roof to be finished by March. Now, granted, this roof contract and all of this started about 2 years ago, and we thought it'd be almost done by now. And they haven't. They're working on the rest of part two and part three. So hopefully sometime next year, all of it will be done where you can safely go in there, but it won't be ready for events or anything like that. That's a much larger process. And it also involves the City of New Orleans, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, Save Our Soul Coalition. We're now putting funds together to get an RFP out to put a strategic master plan for the entire place, the park, the auditorium, Congo Square, so we can go into it with some kind of forward-thinking momentum as we build this thing out. And it's going to be a big project, $100 million. You could easily see this happening there based on what things cost today. So you'll probably be able to walk into it safely sometime next year, but I don't think there's going to be no events happening per se.
You know, it's interesting. I mean, on that side of the quarter, so I was down there for the Red Dress Run, right? And that's where the start was, and that's where they had all of their festivities. And as you walk around through there, it's really pretty. It's nice, you know, and with a little bit of attention, you know, for conventions that come in town. You talk about an incredible venue to lease out. And folks were telling me that the folks they had to work with in order to pull this off over at Armstrong Park, that they were all very excited. They were helpful. The place was clean. It was cool. I enjoyed it. I mean, it made you realize how much that space has to offer.
I tell you what, it is a gem that I don't think gets its full recognition by people that come to the city. They all want to go to the quarter. That's right across the street from the French Quarter. It's beautiful over there. It's as you said and you've experienced, you walk around the place, it's kept up nicely. They have lagoons and statues in there, and it's really restful. So I think bringing this into something other than what they're doing now is they're having festivals or things that go on the weekend, on some weekends, but infrequently. I think bringing this back into the top of mind of the city will be a tremendous thing. We're working with the Levitt Foundation to do, and that's a nationwide organization that does outdoor music venues, to do something there that we can provide music on a weekly basis. And so that's moving forward at the same time that everything else is. So it's a collaboration in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's just it was a great time. You know, they had bands set up there. I mean, you know, I hadn't been there in years, right? I guess like a lot of people.
Right.
You know, and so you realize and you recognize right away what this could be and what it could mean to that side of the French Quarter.
It's totally underutilized. And as we all do this remembrance of 20 years, in a kind of a backward way, I want to give a shout out to the mayor, because had she not wanted to put the municipal auditorium as make it as city hall and that sacred space of Congo Square, I don't think you would have had this community rise up, not in anger, not in despair, but in cooperation to do something that was really good for us going forward. And it's because of what she did, guided or misguided, we are all united to do something really positive.
So I know you touched on funding for this. How secure? So what's your feeling? I mean, do you think that this is something that will be pulled off? Obviously, the city's kind of down and out with their funding. I can't imagine they're going to be putting a lot of revenue towards this, but other sources, private foundations, you mentioned some. Are they willing to take this over as one of their signature projects?
Well, I think the first phase right now is using the $38 million of FEMA money. There's not quite 38 left, but that's what's funding this first stabilization, if you will, of the project. Going forward, that's a much bigger road to go down, to do something where it makes the auditorium viable again. I mean, it makes the whole, as you know, the park is in great shape. I mean, there's some buildings that could be rehabbed on one part, but the park's really nice. It's usable right now, but the auditorium, no. So that's the future, is raising the funds to move forward with what we all envision it can be as a cultural learning center.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Hopefully able to pull it off. Glade, if you would, if you don't mind, if I pivot to cleanliness of the French Quarter.
Yes.
I was there the other day. It smelled really good.
Well, what do you think? It really does look good. I mean, it's made a big difference in everything. I mean, you can see people, the pride of the French Quarter. It seems like people care. I mean, it's sitting pretty, let's just say. And so on that aspect, everybody's very happy with where we are. Now, the next thing is when the IV waste contract comes up at the end of December, where do we go? What do we do? And that's kind of to be determined. And I think based on what we've been able to achieve through French Quarter Management District, through the residents and the businesses coordinating together, we're going to keep it clean.
Yeah, I mean, I was really moved by how the residents, the commercial establishments, who are not always on the same page, but they were on this issue, really made the rally cry out there as to wanted to have a say-so in the future of the place that they call home, their neighborhood, and how sanitation was going to be handled. I thought it was a difference maker.
It is, and as you and I have talked about in the past, we really have to protect this place. When you have 18 million tourists come through, it puts wear and tear on everything, and you need to keep it clean. You need to keep the experience positive for the people that visit, and that works out great for the residents and businesses that are here all the time. So we need to keep this momentum going, and I think it's going to be, I think we have nothing but a good future ahead of us.
Yeah, you know what I've been excited about, too, and you're going to think I'm crazy. You know all those painted orange and white and green and black lines all over the sidewalk and the streets with arrows and this and that? You know, with some of the power washing that has been going on in the quarter, that stuff's gone. It's really kind of nice.
It is to see the real sidewalk again. Yeah, it is. And the other thing, too, you know, we've talked about this. They're marking the corners, the no parking here, the fire zone, the fire hydrants, the sidewalk. So I think that's all helping people know where to park. It's better.
I always felt like I was walking through this hodgepodge of I don't even know what.
No, does anyone else.
Okay, I admit, I got a little touch of OCD. I mean, I just can't. It just scatters the what little bit of a brain I have left. As always, enjoy the conversation with you. Glade Bilby, president of the French Quarter Citizens and co-chair of the Save Our Soul Coalition Armstrong Park Community Group. Thank you for all that you do. You are a difference maker in our community. Glade Bilby, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.